Wow, I love Fellowship Sundays for many reasons. One is it's the Sunday that I get to get all wet, baptizing you all, and Tony's going to join me. But the other one is because I get to do what I enjoy doing for over 20 years, and that is I get to sit on the floor and tell a children's story. So if you are young enough to sit on the floor, and if your parents will push you out and send you this way, I'm going to just sit down right here. And kiddos, those of you by the two stairways, start coming up this way. I don't want to be alone up here. And all the rest of you can sit, once the platform is full, you can sit right here. So the first ones get to come up, and we're going to have our Bible story. Oh, come on a little closer. I need someone right here by me because I don't want to be alone. Hi. So come. Good. Keep coming. There's lots of room right here, but it's even funner up on the platform. And then you can just sit anywhere here or down here. Yeah, it's getting kind of crowded up here. Fishobbers, once it looks too crowded up here, put all the rest in front. There we go. We got some front comers. Good. Hi. Vahid, you want? I can hold her.
Thank you.
Hi. I know your dad. Oh, no.
Sorry.
She thought I was keeping her. My kids used to do that, too. Okay. We are going to practice because the story this morning, the beginning of it is all of you are going to say a verse for your parents. And we've been working on this all of your life. So first we're going to practice it whispering, okay? I'll start it and all of you repeat it after me, okay? But don't say it in your big voice till the second time we say it, okay? For God so loved the world that he gave his... Come on, you all know this. You've forgotten it? Parents, if any of your children are here, whisper with me to help them, okay? Here we go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How many of you kids know that verse? Raise your hand. How many of your kids kind of know that verse? Raise your hands. How many of you kids wish you knew that verse? Raise your hands. How many of you parents wish your kids knew that verse? Raise your hands. I remember they used to bribe us to learn verses when I was little. I grew up here in Michigan, and before the casinos, they had Sunday school teachers that bribed the kids. And I got a little tiny sheep that was made of plaster of Paris, if I could say John 3:16, and I wasn't able to say it until I was four. So how many of you are four or older? Raise your hands. If you're four or older, raise your hands. Okay, mom and dad, your assignment is when they're that old, they can know John 3:16, okay? But John 3:16 is the most famous verse in the world. Almost everybody has heard of it, especially those that are in English-speaking worlds, and they know it. And therefore, we said it. So now you practice with your little voices. Now with your big voices, let's say John 3:16, and I want to show you all the adults know this. You guys, look out there at all the older people that are sitting there. Watch their mouths. They all know this verse. Watch them. It'll be good incentive for you to learn it, okay? Come on, older people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, do you know what the verse is just before that? It has something to do with what's up in the balcony. Everybody look right up this row. Look above the clock. Does anybody see something right below the projector? What is it?
Snake.
How many of you see that? If you see it, say snake. Now, what does a snake have to do with John 3:16? That's what I knew you wanted to know that, so I'm going to read it to you. Listen to what it says right before John 3:16. It says, And as Moses lifted up the, what's up there? Oh, let's try it again. Now you all, I'm gonna read the verse and then I'm gonna point up there and you all say, snake. Okay? You got that? I'll start again. And as Moses lifted up the
snake,
even so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What does a snake have to do with Jesus? Think about it. The Bible says that in the time of Israel, living in tents in the Holy Land, one night God sent poisonous snakes. Have any of you ever been camping? Any of you ever been in a tent camping in your backyard? Or I saw a tent this week in the garage. They were camping in their garage. Did you know that children of Israel lived in tents? They didn't have nice houses like you do, and they didn't have nice, safe cars to go in. And when they went to sleep at night, they slept on the ground. And they had been really bad. And God warned them not to be bad, and they persisted in being bad. So that one time, God's never done this before, and he's not going to do it again, so don't worry tonight. God sent poisonous snakes, and they came into the tents and bit all the people. And when those snakes bit them, they started dreadfully to be sick. They convulsed. They just were paralyzed and began to die. And when that happened, God told Moses to go through the whole campground and put up real high on a pole a snake like that, only it was made of brass. It was a picture of what was killing them. The snakes were killing them. So they put a picture of the snake up on a pole. And then you know what happened? Everyone who would look up at the pole with the snake was instantly well. Instantly. Can you imagine your dad was laying on the ground dying and just crying out, and someone came to him and said, hey, did you know Moses said if you just look that direction at that snake, you'll get well? And dad said, I'm so sick, I don't want to look up. And mom would say, come on, honey, we need you. And so dad went, and as soon as he looked at the snake, the Bible says, instantly he got well. Now, what does that have to do with John 3:16? This. Jesus was put on the cross. See, there's something else behind me. What's that up there? What's the highest thing up there behind me?
The cross.
Do you all see it?
Yeah.
Who died on the cross?
Jesus.
Why did he die on the cross? Was he bad? No, the Bible says Jesus died on the cross because he became sin for us. That serpent up there was a picture of sin. And Jesus became my sin. How many of you are sinners on this platform? How many of you, okay, you can put your hands down. How many of you think your parents are sinners? Okay, good. Put them down. How many of you parents are sinners? Okay. You know what the Bible says? We all have sinned. But how did the people in the tents bitten by the snakes get cured? They had to look up at the what? Okay, now remember, every time, this is my object lesson. Every time I point at that, you say snake. Okay, you're ready? Let's practice.
Snake!
Okay, good. So Jesus was put on a cross to be a picture of the
snake.
Because the bite of the snake killed people and sin kills us. Did you know why everyone dies? Not because of any specific sin, but because we're all sinners. And everyone is going to die because they're a sinner. But if you got bit by the
snake
and you looked up there in faith, you were healed. Do you know what the Bible says? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and he died on a cross like that, that whoever will look up at him and ask him to save them from their sins would have everlasting life. Now, before you go, it's time to go, but not quite yet. I was just about your age. In fact, who here is 6 years old? Raise your hand if you're six. Hold them up high. Okay, see you six-year-olds? That's how old I was when my parents told me that I had been bitten by the
snake
of sin, and I needed to look at Jesus who died for me. And I had all my sins forgiven when I was 6 years old. So before I pray, don't answer this out loud, okay? Nobody say anything. I'm asking a rhetorical question. That means don't answer it. Now, don't tell your parents when they ask you a question and you don't answer, say it's rhetorical. No, no. This is a question just to think about. Have you asked Jesus to forgive you of all your sins? Did you know the people that would not look at the serpent lifted up died? And the people that won't look up at Jesus, who died in their place, and won't ask him to save them, will perish forever. So this story on Fellowship Sunday is that all of you young enough to come up here and sit on the stage, if you've never received Christ, on your way home in the car, when the service is over, you know what you ought to do? Say, hey, Mom, Dad, have I been saved? What he was talking about? Have I ever had my sins forgiven? And you know what? Your mom and dad would love to explain that to you. And if you right here know that Jesus died for you, did you know right here sitting, you can, while I pray, ask Jesus to save and forgive you. Okay, let's bow our heads, everybody, and let's fold our hands. You know what's fun to fold your hands? Do you know why my parents made me fold my hands? Because I was too busy with And they said during the prayer, you have to quiet those hands down because I was always poking my sisters. So I fold my hands just so I don't poke anybody. Okay, let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, I thank you for Fellowship Sunday and all these precious children. And I thank you that like Moses lifted up the snake, Jesus, you were lifted up. You were put on a tree because you became sin for all of us, bitten by the serpent of sin. Only you are the cure. And I pray that some of our little 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds here will for the first time realize they're a sinner and they need you. And Lord, thank you also that on this Sunday we can give our gifts to you and we offer them now in this offering as a part of our worship. Just like our singing and just like our listening to your word is worship, so our giving is actually putting those gifts into your very hands. And so we surrender ourselves back to you. And we give a token of your ownership of us in this offering. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And all God's people said,